Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
When we talk about the very notion of forgiveness, look, this is forgiveness. Psalm 130 verse 4 says, "But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be reverenced." And then you jump to Ezekiel 18:22, it says, "None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him," which means shall be recorded. You know, when someone has a criminal record, you know, it says none of the transgressions remain on record. That is how we forgive. It goes with forgetting the criminal record. It means the records does not exist anymore of the offense. That's what it says. "Because of the righteousness which he had done, he shall live." This is in the word of Ezekiel 18:22. What comes to mind about this?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. I really appreciate. Thank you so much, my friend. Trying to play all, and I think so that our guests can have the concluding remarks on this one, the very aspect of forgiveness, what it is all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Spanele!
Good evening, Uncle, and good evening, everyone. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahushua Mashiach. Today, I'm going to be telling you about forgiveness before I can open my two verses. Forgiveness means when someone does the wrong thing to you and you have to forgive them. And you cannot have revenge on someone who has done the wrong thing to you. Like when someone breaks your pen and like break your ruler, you should forgive them. And you should forgive them even before they can say sorry. Now I'd like to say my first verse. Matthew 6 verse 12. "Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us." That means if we ask for forgiveness from God, we should make sure that we forgive others first, and we also should forgive them. We should also forgive them even before they can say sorry. And after that, we can come to God saying, "God, can you forgive me for 1, 2, 3? Now, I would like to read my second verse. Ephesians 4, verse 32. "Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ." That means you should be kind-hearted to forgive one another, and you shouldn't stay angry for a long time, because that's gonna make it too hard to forgive one another, and sometimes it's gonna make you feel like you want revenge and you feel like you want to give them a punishment. So you should forgive them as God has also forgiven you through Christ. Thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to read my two verses. I thank you all for listening to me. Amen.
Amen, my girl. We thank you so much. We appreciate you like never before. Thank you very much. All right, send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Of course, we are talking about forgiveness and what the word says, the model that the Father has set for us, and what we seem to be doing. It's something that comes to mind, something that I continuously am asking. Are we doing well?
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.